Well, look what the cat jack done. I'm sorry. She's not here right now. She's busy partying with her friends. Maybe trying to get over you. Oh, you poor thing. Coming all the way over here. Why don't you come inside for a little bit, huh? Besides, it'll make me feel less lonely. And you can tell me everything that happened. She barely told me anything. So, stay a little bit and enlighten me. Hmm? Good. And keep in mind that the only reason why I'm inviting you into my house after she's broken up with you is because I actually like you for her. So, if that changes because of your story, don't blame me if I want to kick you out of the house already. Good. We can come to an agreement on that. Come in. Why don't you sit over there? Do you want water? Coffee? Tea? Okay. So, tell me, why did she break up with you? Yeah, she hasn't told me a single thing. If it was something really terrible, she would have told me. Or, she would have told her father. But she didn't. She just stormed out of the house, told me that you two have broken up, and has left for some party in some city with her friends. Jealous. Huh. I'm sorry, but she got that from her father. I told her she shouldn't feel insecure about herself. She's a young woman, very pretty, got her looks from me. And she shouldn't feel threatened by any woman out there. Right? You look like you're about to sweat over there. Is there someone that she's supposed to be worried of? Uh-huh. Not really. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt for now. Besides, young women are always insecure. I should know. I was young once. You flatter me. Tell me, is that boyish charm of yours what you used to reel my daughter into this relationship? I guess so. Nope, it really is unfortunate that she would break up with you. I wonder, truly, what would she be jealous of? Who would she be jealous at? My daughter's gorgeous. She's smart. Sexy. I know. You stare at her sometimes whenever she walks by. Don't think I don't notice. And she's very kind, too. So who would she be jealous of, huh? Are you okay? You look like you're about to faint. And I don't think that's because of the lack of sleep and eating. Tell me, who should my daughter be jealous of? Hmm? Who should she be scared of? Finally caught on, haven't you? You knew all this time who should she be jealous of. You knew all this time who she considered as a threat. And the reason you know is because you've been staring at me this entire time that you've been with my daughter, and we both know it. I see your tent forming, and I see it every single day that you're here. And I'm pretty sure that tent is not towards my daughter, but towards me. Woman's intuition, I guess. Or you're a little too obvious. That's why she wouldn't tell me why you broke up. It's because she's always been jealous of me. It's because she knows that you're here not because of her, but because of me. And she can't bear to face that fact. She can't bear telling me that she's jealous of her own mother. Luckily for me, I don't really give a damn. She's a young woman. She'll get over it. This situation will only give her more character. More strength. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been through my own heartache. I've been through my own hardships. And look where that brought me. I have a wonderful daughter. I have a bastard of an ex-husband. But hey, at least he pays me a lot of money. And I have a young man that I can play with for a few hours tonight. Oh, come on. Haven't you always wondered what it would feel like to be with someone just as gorgeous as, well, my daughter? But only a little more experienced. Tell me, has my daughter even experimented with you? Explored kinks with you? Tried different positions with you at least? No. She's such a princess. Because she's always been spoiled by her father. So she always expects everything to be given to her without any work. But why don't you try me? I could help you explore things you've never explored. Do things you've never been able to do with my daughter. Try things you've never been able to try. And I assure you, I feel better than her, if you know what I mean. I feel way better around your cock than she does. How do I know this? Oh, come on. A woman with more experience, with more passion, with more hunger, will always feel better than someone who's scared, who's fresh, who doesn't know what she really, really wants. Don't you agree? Your cock seems to. Why don't I give you a taste? Huh? Lean back. Let a real woman treat you like a real man. Let me see what we're working with here, shall we? Well now, I see that my daughter is at a loss. Well, I wouldn't let go of a cock this pretty now, would I? I guess my daughter just doesn't know your value yet. Stroke this nice, big, beautiful young cock. You look so good like that. Oh, sweetie. Just lean back against the counter. Get comfortable. Let me take care of you, Let me take care of this beautiful cock of yours, the way my daughter never would. Oh, fuck. You look so good around my hands. So big. You're gonna stretch me out for sure. Oh, yes. In fact, looking at this now, I even think you're a little bit bigger than my ex-husband. Now this is what a real man's cock should look like. This is the way it should be when it stands. So nice. So proud. So fucking hard. And so fucking big. Oh, you're twitching already. Calm down. I haven't even put my mouth around your cock yet. What, did you think I was only giving you a hand job? Come on now. At this point, you should know that I'm ready for anything. And right now, I'm ready to taste your cock. Oh. Take good care of yourself, huh? Does my daughter take your cock so eagerly like this? And if I take my top off right now, my daughter's tits look as good like this when it's up against your cock? I thought so. This is how a real woman should treat a real man. On her knees, mouth open, cock deep down her throat. You're blown away just by that? Oh, honey. Wait until I get to play with you all night tonight, I'll show you things you've never seen in those porn videos that you men watch. Things that you've only imagined with my daughter. That she'll never ever do to you? Oh. We're gonna have a lot of fun with that. Promise me one thing, though, that you're actually going to try your best to last in bed. And if you don't, well, I hope you're not too sensitive, because I'm going to milk every single drop of cum from these heavy balls of yours. I'm gonna make sure you're completely empty before you exit this house of mine. Oh, that's it. Go ahead and pull my hair. Make me choke on this big cock of yours. Such a muscle over your cock, and that's exactly how we want it, right? No pretty princesses, no dainty girls, just pure unadulterated desire for cock. Keep me a bit longer, I can take it. Much fun in a while. One last, and you're going to make me take it, huh? You're gonna make me take it nice and deep and hard, and you're going to calm down my throat. You got it? Good. Go ahead. Make me take it like a real man ought to. Job of fuck, it tastes so good. Yes. So much cum dripping down from my lips and onto my tits. You've made such a mess over here. Oh, fuck. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and tap this cock all over my tits. You can even wipe your cock all over my tits if you want to. They feel nice against my soft tits, right? Well, I promise you later on you get to play with my tits next. But why don't you follow me to the bedroom, We can have lots more fun over there. It feels good to play with a real man again.